Okay, today is Daf Kuf Vav. We're on Daf Kuf Hey Rebbeis. We're up to the eighth memra that Abaye said that he thought something, and then his Rebbe told him no, something else. And we're up to the fourth line on the bottom of Kuf Hey Rebbeis. Vamar Rava, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Meresh originally Hav Amina. I thought, Hay Deshadi Maya Mipume Dechatzava, that when somebody takes a drink of water, they spit a little out before they drink it. Is mishum tivsa, because like chips, maybe chips of wood or something in the water, they'd spit it out a little bit. Amar limar, my Rebbe told me that's not the reason. Mishum deikam mayim haroim, because it's bad water, whatever that means. Hahu bar shida, there was a bar shida, there was some kind of shade. The havi bay Rav Papa, that was by Rav Papa. Azal asuye mayim minahara, and he asked the shade, Rav Papa asked the shade to go bring him water from the river. And Yaakov, he delayed over there by the river. So Kiyasa, when he got back, Amrule Amai Yavkas. Rav Papa said, what took you so long? So Amalahu Ad Dechalfi Mayim Haroim. I was trying to get rid of the bad water. I was trying to bring a good, decent water. That's why I was late. Ad Dehachi, all that was going on, Chazinu Dekashadu Mayim Ipume Dechatzavta, Dechatzava. That when Rav Papa, before Rav Papa took a sip, he spit out some of the water to get rid of the bad water. So Amas, so the shade said, "You have Yadana the Raglitzu Lemevet Hachi. If I would have known you would do that, then Lo Yavke, I wouldn't have delayed. I wouldn't have taken so long. If I don't, even, if you do it anyway, you could have.
Anyway.
I would have, then I wouldn't have been taking so long." Okay, that ends. Yeah.
Since you're going to do that anyway, so what do I have to wait?
Exactly.
For?
Exactly.
Oscar is saying it's not about spitting out; it's pouring away from the top of the
pit. Uh huh. Okay.
So it's
the same idea. Same idea. What that story means, I have no idea. Right? What's the mess? I don't know.
I know what the raya is from my bio because there's a little death from my bio.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Okay, next. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, Amar, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, he said, Mayim Rishonim, because of Mayim Rishonim, listen to this, because of Mayim Rishonim, because of the Tehillas Yadayim, Hechilu Basar Chazer. Somebody once ate treif. What's going on? Says Rashi on top. Shaya Chenvini, there was a store. It really means a restaurant. The Chenvini Yisrael, Mocher Basar Shchutul Yisrael, U Mevashel U Machilam. He would sell kosher meat to Jews, and he would sell non-kosher meat to Goyim. That you have to stick that in. Ukishov Gachavim Ba Bichanuso Machil Nevelos. When the guy would come, he'd give him the Nevelos, right? Ba Yehudi Echad Lechol. And one Jew once came. V'lo Bnat Together. He didn't wash till it's dime. So Kasaver Zeh Shov Gachavim Hu. So the guy thought he's a guy. The owner thought, the owner of the restaurant thought he's a guy. I feed him the treif, right? Ve'echilu basachazir, and he gave him treif, and sure enough, he was a Jew, but he didn't do tales of dime. The owner didn't know that. That's one story. Achronim,
God would never go for that kind of
story. No, can't have a store like that. Achronim, the bayim achronim is hotzia et isha bibayla. Once caused a divorce. So. Correct, correct. It's a crazy thing. So anyway, we had divorce. What's the story? So it's a story in the Gemara where there was a Rashi quotes it in brief. Perek Basra Diyum of Uvza Dekidar. So you have to know what that story is. You have to remember who remembers that story. The story is that they were at this in this guy Kidar was the innkeeper, and they gave him, you know, that when you have it today, you have a safe where you put your valuables in the safe. They did the same thing. So they came in the morning, the rabbis, and they said, "We'd like to take our valuables out of the safe." And of course, they said, "What valuables? No valuables. He didn't leave any valuables over here, right? He stole all the money." So they went over to. They saw that on his mustache, he had lentils, you know, residue from eating. So they went over to the wife and they told the wife, "Your husband asked us to get the money out of the safe. It's for us, and you know, he had lentils tonight or something like that." They mentioned that he had, because they saw a stain on him, and she said, "Oh, okay, fine, no problem." And she went and got the money for them, and then they left. And then when he got her back, he divorced his wife because he was so angry at her because the jig was up. If he would have washed by Rachronim, he would have cleaned himself off, then they would have been able to get away with it. So because of that, he caused a divorce. Kiyasa Ravin, no, he said different stories. Amar Rishonim Hechilu Basa Nevela. The first case wasn't Chazer, it was Basa Nevela. I'm not sure what the difference really is. Achronim Horgos Anefesh. She killed her because of this. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Fitzimanach. The simon is, Aser Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, Afka, which means a get. He divorced her. Asa Ravin, Katli. Ravin's version was that she got killed. Okay? Ravava, Masne, Chada, Mahani, V'chada, Mahani, L'chumra. He said both stories, whatever was the worst outcome. Whatever was the worst outcome, that's what he said.
That she got killed.
Well, obviously she got killed. That's worse. And what's worse? Chazer or Nevela? How do you measure it? I don't know what's worse, but whatever, which one is worse? What?
Don't say it.
Itmar. So we learned Chame Ha'or, that Chame Ha'or means fire that's warmed up. You know, what?
Water that's warmed up.
Water that's warmed up. Hot water? Hot water. Chizki Amar, Ein Notlin Mehen Liyadayim. You can't use that for the Tehillat Yadayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Notlin Mehen Liyadayim. Yes, you can. You can use it for the Tehillat Yadayim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Sha'alti Yisrael Gamliel, I once asked Rabbi Gamliel, B'no Shel Rebbe, the son of Rebbe, Va'ochel B'tahiros, who ate in the Tahiros state, V'amalini, he told me, Kol Gedolei Galil Othen Kein. Everybody in the Galil, all the Gedolim do that. They'll wash with hot water. Why not? They will use hot water to wash their hands. Chamei Tiveria, what about the Chamei Tiveria, which are naturally hot? So Chizkiya says, Ein notlin mehem liyadayim. You can't use them for netilas yadayim, right? Aval matbilin behem hayadayim. But you can use them if they have 40 sah. You can use it for a mikvah. You're totaling just your hands. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol gufo tovel behem. You can wash your whole. You can go to the mikvah, the whole thing. Aval lo panav yada varaglov. But not your hands, your feet, or your face.
How are you
going to
get it?
So, hashtag, call guva tova behem, punavyoda vagdam lokoshkin. So, one second. If you have the whole body, yes. Your hands, not. Your face, not. Armor of papa, no. Bim koman, if it's in their natural place, kuli alma lo pligi, the shari. Everyone holds. It's mutter. You could do tevila, because you could do tevila in any mikvah, any mayon, anything like that, just for your hands. Mishkal, menayubamana, if it's in a cup. Use it in a cup, drawing from a cup. Kuli amalo pligi the usher. Everybody holds. You can't tusser. You can't use these chamei things to wash from a cup. Ki pligi. When's the argument? The af disas kinhu bebeis birsa. It's some kind of extension of the mikvah. How do they translate? Rashi says beis barta charitz katzer. A small charitz means like a furrow indentation. Channel, good word, channel. V'mayim ponim sham, the water flows in there. V'ein sham shir mikvah, it doesn't have a shir of a mikvah, it's not 40 sa. Avu mechubarin le mikvah, but it's attached to the mikvah. The gzeira ba'alma, hu atu mana. So normally we made a gzeira, you can't use a kli. So is this a kli? That's the machlokas. Can I dip my hands into this? Not 40 sa, but it's enough to hold my hands. Can I use that? That's the machlokas. Mar savar, Rabbi Yochanan savar, gazvina beis part atu mana, you cannot. Because he made a gzera, this atu amana, a kli. Umar savar chizkiya held, lo gazminan. We don't make such a gzera.
Okay. Why can you wash your hands with it?
Because I think the fear was, since it's hot, you might not want to wash your hands, you're not going to do a good job, because it's too hot. So we said it yesterday.
But if it's so hot that it's okay to immerse your body, then...
How hot can it be already? Right?
Right. Makes no sense.
Kitanoi. There's a machlokas tanoi about this. Mayim shenifsilu mishtias behema. Mayim that a behema won't even drink that. Sorry. Thank you. Mayim shenifsilu mishtias behema. Mayim that got pusle, that even a behema won't drink that. Right? Behema won't even drink it. Bekalim psulim, if it's in a kli. You can't use it. Bikarka ksherin. But if it's in karka, it's kosher. What does it mean, karka is kosher? You can, to do tvila, that you could do. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af bikarka tova behen kol gufo, even in karka, you can be tovel your whole body. Avolo panav yadav raglav. But not your hands, your feet, and your face. So same thing, one second. Hashta kol gufo tova behen yadav raglav lo kolshkein. So if your whole body, yes, your hands, not. Ella, lav, the paskinu bebeis barta. It, well, the same exact thing. You made a little like indentation, a channel near the mikvah. Ubaha kompligi mar savar Rishiv Elazar hold gazvina beis barta atumana. Umar savar and the Tanakama held lo gazvinan. We don't do that. Okay.
I'm going to need the Mishnah Berurah again. 1 second.
Okay, so I'm not 100% sure what all that was about. Doesn't apply really anyway. Now we get to genuine halacha lemaisa.
You do tefillah and putrid water? I mean, that sounds weird.
What?
You do tefillah and putrid.
Yeah, because it's a halacha cleaning. That's why. Armor of Eden. What did you say? Yeah, right. Amr of Idi bar Oven, Amr of Yitzchak bar Ashyan. Netilat Yadayim lechulin b'bnei srach truma. Why are you washing your hands for Netilat Yadayim? We never gave a reason. Right? Tosfos yesterday said it was a pasuk, but they said it's an asmachta. Washing your hands is not a daraisa. So why are you washing your hands? Why? Anybody know why? Why do you wash your hands before you eat? Why? So Rashi, the Gemara says it's srach truma. What does srach truma mean? What is srach truma? It's a remnant of truma. What does that mean? Says Rashi, hutzricha, shayidayim shnios. Yidayim are considered shnios. It's a derabbanan thing because you can't have one part of your body being tummy and another part of your body not. There's no such thing. But we say your hands are very busy. Your hands are always touching things, so your hands are in a different cat league. Uposelas asa truma, and apostles truma. So you're not allowed to eat truma without washing your hands. Why is that? That's a gzera derabbanan. The Xerid Rabbanon, you have to wash your hands before you eat truma because your hands are busy.
Only a
kohen, right. Avol chulin lo mahani behusheni. But bechulin, no such thing. Umipnei srach truma, but because of truma, sheyargilu ochle truma lito yadehem, because people that eat truma, kahanim, are always busy washing their hands. Hanoheges bechulin, they start to do bechulin as well. So you should always wash your hands before you eat.
Even a
non-Kohen, exactly. V'od, also another reason, Mishum Mitzvah, because it's a Mitzvah. Kind of another reason is that. That's another reason.
Like not Teriyak.
What?
Not one of the Teriyak.
Not what?
Not one of them.
No, of course not. My Mitzvah. The Gemara asks, what does that mean, Mitzvah? My what Mitzvah? Amar Abaya, Mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. A Mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. First,
which is a Mitzvah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Tosfos asks, that's redundant. Because the first reason is to mitzvah to listen to them. So Vim Tomar, little Tosfos, mitzvah. Vim Tomar, the first mitzvah. Vim Tomar, v'alo mishum srach truma v'taknua. We just said a minute ago, the reason why you wash your hands for truma is because of truma. Vim Kain, my v'od. What do you mean v'od? It should be. You have to wash your hands for strach truma because you have to listen to the chachama and v'yeshlamar v'teknu mishum nikias. You should sit down to a clean. Wash your hands. Your mother always said wash your hands before you eat dinner. Why? Because of strach truma. No, your mother didn't say because of strach truma. She said it because your hands should be clean. That's all.
Yes, and eat a steak and no bread. You know,
we're going to answer that. We're going to answer that. Rava Amar, mitzvah l'shmoa l'divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. It's a mitzvah to listen to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Dichsiv, v'chal sheyigabo azav, v'yadav, lo shadaf b'mayim. It's a pasuk. The pasuk has nothing to do with washing your hands before you eat bread. But he made a drush out of it. Am v'lozav ben arach, mikan, tzamchu chachamim, l'natilas yadayim in ha-Torah. The natilas yadayim is from the Torah. Am alei rav alav nachman, my mashma. How do you get washing the natilas yadayim out of the pasuk of, v'chal sheyigabo hazav, v'yadav, lo shadaf b'mayim. That if when a zav touches tumah, it's not enough to wash his hands. He's got to go to the mikvah. How do you get? The chsiv, it says, v'haya v'yadav lo shadaf b'mayim. His hands were not in water. Ha-shadaf tahar. So the Gemara says, v'ha tefila boy. But the guy's got to go to the mikvah. How is this a source for that? So the Gemara says, el hachi kamar, v'achar shalo shadaf tamei. If you didn't wash your hands, then you're tamei. It's a drasha. Okay? It's Rashi says, asmachta ba'almahu. It's just an asmachta. Fine. Now, the Gemara asks Yossi's question. So if you don't eat bread, you don't have to wash your hands? And the answer is, we're going to get to that, but there's no such thing in those days as a suda without bread. No such thing. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Boshia, Lo amru netilas yadayim l'peiros. They only said netilas yadayim for peiros. Ela mishum nikios. What about if you sit down and not have bread? You're eating fruit. You have to wash your hands? No. Only the reason why you're going to wash your hands is for nikios. Only because of nikios. What if it's not because of nikios? What if not for that reason? You don't have to wash your hands. So do you sit down and make a bracha when you wash your hands on bread? Yes. On why? It's a gzeres rabbanan. They're masakin a bracha also. What about on vegetables, on fruit? No. No. Says that...
But if the whole reason has to do with tahara,
yeah.
To do with tahara, so fruit is the same thing.
What?
Yeah, so the fruit's no...
No, but it's not srach truma. Someone asked that question.
What do you mean it's not? It is.
You bring fruits as a truma?
So Rashi doesn't say it here. Rashi says in Psachim, this Gemara that says that you don't wash your hands for fruit, that's only talking about if the fruit is dry. But if the fruit is wet, then of course you have to wash your hands, and, says Rashi, you make a bracha. You make a bracha also. Why is it different than bread? The answer is, it's not different. Right? Okay.
Why? Because bread is never wet.
What?
Bread is never wet.
No, but the point is that... What?
When it's wet, it's makabaltuma.
It's the same din.
That's what I was thinking also.
It's because of truma.
This is all a gezera, though.
What?
Even by the bread, it's a gezera that the kohanim shouldn't forget that they're supposed to keep their hands...
Correct. Right. However,
you're not going to make a gezera on everything. You're going to make it about a select thing because you're making even non-kahanim do it.
Correct. So they made a gezera. That's if you're eating an apple that's dry, you don't have to wash your hands only because of the nikias. But if it's wet, then you have to. However, Tosfos argues and says no. There's no making a bracha for a vegetable or a fruit that is wet, right? Like it's pas. Like there's no such thing. Therefore, there's no such thing. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So in Kuf Nun Ches. Now, we all know, everyone goes to the Seder. And what do we do there? We wash our hands. And we don't make a bracha.
On Karpas.
Why do we wash our hands and not make a bracha? Because it holds on to both of them. We're not making a bracha, because Tosfos says not to do it at all. We're not going to not make a bracha. We're not going to not wash, because Rashi said to wash. So we can't wash without a bracha. Everyone knows that, right? Yeah. What about if it's not Pesach night? What about if it's not Pesach night? What about if it's not Pesach night? What if it's any night? Tosfos says that you don't have to do it. Well, how do we paskin? So at the Seder, everybody's a big machmir, and we all do it. What about if it's not at the Seder? Says the Shulchan Aruch in black and white. If you eat anything that's dipped in water, in any of the seven liquids, right? And they're not dried off. Afilu ein yodav nogas makam hamashke. Even if you're not touching the liquid, sarach natila below bracha. You have to wash your hands without a bracha. It's a beferish halacha, black and white, right? The marmas says even afilu ein otol rak rosh hayerek or apri. Even just the top, you have to wash your hands. Right? The Mishnah explains. Kiyesh mixas vishonim disarvi shlowitz vichachavizayam al-davash et dibulamashke el-meyem. But the harva. Mashiach and achshav now, shekulonim esim mitamim esim lochein lo yivarachal, you don't make a bracha. Right? Then he brings down like this. So, right, that's why you don't make a bracha. This is, v'hevi b'magen avram, v'hine, b'magen avram hevi, b'shem lecha chamudas, the olam nogin shlulitol, you don't wash, but yesh lehem ami amashi yismochu. You have who to rely on if you don't do this. Hainu, amitzas bishonim hanal. Avol har beachon hichmiru ba'od bedavar. They were very machmir. V'kosvu, d'ikr karov ha'poskim v'tzarech natila medina af bizman hazeh. Even bizman hazeh, you have to wash your hands. Then I spoke to the rabbi about this. He told me, v'ayin v'beir ha'gra, shigam da'i tokein, v'ichmir ma'od, b'zeh, sh'af tzarech levarech al zeh. There are bracha, to even make a bracha.
Until Shaddai.
Because it wasn't a suffix to him. Until Shaddai. and you wash your hands by karpas, they made a bracha. Does he make a bracha? I don't know. The Gra did. L'chein af ha'olam einog and levarech. Even though we don't make a bracha.
I'm not sure that's
going to
be right up here.
Even though we don't want to take it. The Shmur says the Gra made a bracha. So then the Shmur says, even though we don't make a bracha, we don't hold like the Gra like that, we don't make a bracha so far, al kol panim ein lahakal lechal b'natila. To be so make not to wash at all, that you shouldn't do.
Why?
What?
Why should you make Netila and Lubracha to between bread? Same thing. It doesn't apply with Manazeh.
Hmm?
The same thing for Amoitzi.
And by the way, quote here from Shlomo Zalman.
Even better, by the way, most of the stuff that goes on is symbolism anyway.
Right.
You can't possibly know what goes on at the Seder night. What goes on throughout the year.
I know, but what he's saying is that we shouldn't be making the whole year.
Separate story.
Not only that, listen to what he says in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Listen to this. Listen to this. Af shenot, no one does this. As a matter of fact, everyone does it to say the opposite, right? Af shenot tol yadav, lo yivavarech, even though you make a bracha, even though you wash, you don't make a bracha, das agor shoz on orbach, she'en lahasiach bein hanatil to ima, you shouldn't talk between the wash and when you eat it, right? So we dafka, oh, you have to wash again, you talk, right? We would say that to say that, it was a joke. You have to wash again, you talk. That's already a chumra, that's really a chumra, you know, that shouldn't talk.
Between,
yeah, so that's the story.
No, when you wash the cup.
No, we all say, don't make a brush. Also,
no, but then all the kids read that it's part of the Manishtana.
If it's wet.
Also, not everybody
in the washes. Hmm? The kid says, I feel in the shame mode, right?
So the truth is he's right. There are some people, my grandfather had that custom, that only the Baal HaBayis washes urchatz. Some people have a custom like that. Only the Baal HaBayis. So that's fine. The Mishnah Berurah did say that Bisman HaZeh doesn't apply. He did say afterwards he should be machmir, but okay. You have who to rely on. He said you have who to rely on if you don't. It's not the end of the world. Just, yeah.
We should also have a gazera to wash before eating meat for the same reason we wash the bread.
No, because meat, it can't be truma. Meat can't be truma. Right, it can't be truma. So the whole reason was for truma. Meat can't be truma. That's, you know, so you don't make a bracha on that. You don't talk about all that. Okay, so I want to be clean. I need a gemara to tell you to be a clean person. It can't be truma. It can't be, exactly. It can't. What?
Mezonos we should.
They didn't have mezonos in those days. Maybe they did, I don't know. The tekana was for bread. Now the question was, what about tivula b'mashka? When it's something that's a vegetable, which is no egg in truma or a fruit, is dipped in liquid. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right? Rashi with a bracha, Tosfos is not without. So we do without. Okay. Savar mina, they used to think chovahu deleka hamitzvah ikka. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. Amalhu rava lo chovah lo mitzvah el rishus. It's only a rishus. Upligi der of Nachman, damer of Nachman, hanotel yadav lepeiros. If somebody washes his hands for peiros, ainer ela megatzei aruach. Who do you think you are? Right? Washing your hands for fruit? Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana.
This goes from one extreme to the next.
Yeah. Havi kamina kamei de Rab Ami, Rab Asi. I was there. I see the kamaihu, kilkala, the peiri. They brought out a basket of fruit. V'achlu, they ate. V'lo mashi yadayu. They didn't wash their hands. V'lo yahavi li midi. They didn't give me anything. Right? What?
You don't wash your hands, you don't get food.
Rashi says, the first wide line over the bottom line, second to bottom line, Shalokhashu lut sarafani imam laziman. Because they weren't going to include me in a ziman. There is no ziman. They didn't wash. Right? The safri ein mezamen al peris loma nevarech. We don't say a ziman for fruit. Right. Then, what?
So why did they give
them? They didn't need them. Ubeirech chad chad luchudei. Each one made a rum bracha. Shmamina tlas. I learned three things from this. Shmamina, first of all, ain natilos yidayim lepeiros. There's no natilos yidayim for peiros. Right? That's first of all. Second of all, shmamina, ain mezamen al peiros. There's no zimun on peiros. And shmamina, third thing I learned was, where am I? Shnayim she'achlu, if three people eat together, two people eat together, mitzvah lechalek. It's a mitzvah. Everyone to bench themselves. One person shouldn't be motzi you in benching. You mean to bench yourselves, right? Tanya nami hachi, shnayim she'achlu, if two people eat, mitzvah lechalek. It's a mitzvah to separate for benching. And bench yourself. Bench yourself. But murim shahayu shnayim sofrim. That's what both people know how to bench. Aval echad sofer ve'echad bur. But if one knows how to bench and one's a bur, right? Sofer barech ubur yatsa. The sofer makes benches and he's motzi the bur. Okay.
Why aren't they benching after fruit?
What?
Why aren't they benching after fruit? Or is it
why are they benching after fruit? That's a good question.
Yeah,
they had pras also. Now, do me a favor. Turn over the page. Turn over the page. We're going to go back and finish the page. But before we do that, turn over the page. And you see this massive Tosfos? So, it's like three lines before the Gemara ends. It says the Im Tomar. You see where it says three lines before the Gemara Vim Tomar, the first one on the line? Vim Tomar. Umayishna bracha de besof. Why is it that a bracha besof, de kol echad mevarech la'atzmo, everybody makes their own bracha, right? That's what the Gemara said. Everyone should, if you're not an Aretz, then we'll include you. Otherwise, you should bench yourself, right? Mi bracha de betchila. What about at the beginning of a suda? De echad mevarech l'kulan. One person is motzi everybody. One person has a lecha mishnah, the motzi everybody. How come that's okay? And when it comes to benching, you should bench yourself. Why? Kedemuchach b'ketzad mevarchin, gabi talmidei derav, davi yosvi kamei de bar kapara. They were sitting over there by bar kapara. Vayosiru kameo pargios. They brought pargios, kruv, v'drumaskin, different things. V'nosan bar kapara, v'shos l'echadein levarich. And he gave him, you lead it, you be motzi everybody. Ulu basov elu dvarim tanya hayoshim beis hamedrash heviu meor lifneim. They brought light. Besil omim echad mevarach lekulan. One person make a bracha for everybody. For mareish uperkets and mevarachin tanan gabi mugmar by also some kind of spices. Echad mevarach lekulan. Somebody makes a bracha for everybody. But bekiddush also one person will make motzi everybody. Why? And they're benching that. So Tosfos gives such an interesting answer. V'yesh lomar. He answers the shiny bracha de lechatchila. A bracha lechatchila is different. You know why? Shekol echad merevach ba'osa bracha. Sh'al yidei kein mutarith mutarin lechol vila anes. Since I'm sitting down to eat now for the first time, I'm very, the word that he uses, shekol echad marviach, they gain ba'osa bracha from that bracha. Through that bracha, I can eat now. Can't eat without a bracha. So when you make the bracha, now I can eat. And he says, because with mitzdarif, we're all together, we're all sitting down to eat, you make a bracha for me. I gain by your bracha. Aval lebasof, but at the end of the meal, shekfar achlu, we've already eaten. We're going on our separate ways now. We're leaving each other. Lo mitzdarfin, we don't combine. It's a fascinating answer. It's not really a halachic answer, it's more of a psychological answer. We're joining together, we're all together. So therefore, we can all be motzi each other. But when we're leaving, we're benching now. Now we're leaving each other. So how are we together? So therefore, you can't be motzi. All right, the guys and I'm ours. What?
It makes no sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
No, it's not. No. Because while you're there, you're together.
Right.
Once you leave, you left. But you're not, right now, you're benching. You're sitting together.
Your mind is I'm leaving. It's the same. It's the same vart that we say about Yom Kippur, right?
Your mind.
When you go into Yom Kippur, you say. Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem out loud. Meir v'eftin Ila, you say it quietly. No, that's not the reason. The reason is, because when you're going into Yom Kippur, your mindset is holiness. When you're leaving Yom Kippur, your mindset is, I'm going home to eat.
Really? Then why do you say the last thing before Meir?
Yeah.
Everything's out loud.
Exactly.
You're still in it.
No, but the same word, the same pasuk. That's the Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that's the reason. Because it's your mindset.
What's
the
smart? You really dominate
it. It's your mindset. Your mindset is where your mindset.
From the beginning,
yeah?
Is the Rabbanim.
What?
Benching is the Doraisa.
So? You can motivate the people on Doraisa?
I'm not saying you can, but if it's the Doraisa, you should do it yourself.
Yeah. I hear. He doesn't give that answer.
And what are examples?
He gives this funny answer.
What are examples where you can yotzei a Doraisa?
Kiddush.
Okay.
Yeah, you have them.
Right, but that's in the beginning.
Now listen,
it's only one kid.
I hear you. He didn't give that answer. He gave this answer on mindset. It's a fascinating answer. Fascinating. Now if you skip 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, and then he says, Umash ain't onunogin akshav. Today we don't have the minog. Levarech tila echad lekulan ela bapas lechudei. We don't all sit down to eat apples. One person makes a shakal of everybody. We don't do that today. You could do that, but we don't do that. Why don't we do that? Because l'fishe ein anu kavun atzmei lahatev alayayin valaperos. Whoever sits down to eat peros together, nobody does that. Who sits down to eat wine together without a suda, nobody does that. Afilu gavi pas tanketem mevarchin hayoshen kol echad mevarch laatmo hisibu echad mevarch lekulan. If you're eating by yourself, you make one bracha. If you're all together, one can be mozi everybody. So that's what he says. I mean, no one does it today. You have, sometimes I guess you can have it. All get sit down to eat potato chips together. No, it's unusual. What?
Usually one person says it, but
else
says something.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. Tosfos.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more hidden than Tosfos, but I didn't run through it because it was very long. Yeah, that's not a derisa either. There are.
This includes Birkas HaTorah.
But there are very few times where you're motzi somebody else in a mitzvah altogether. Also, think about that. When are you motzi somebody in a mitzvah? Right? Forget bracha. In a mitzvah, it's unusual. So how come by shahakol you could?
Yeah.
By benching, not? Why not? So Tosa says because it's your mindset. Funny answer. It's a very interesting answer. So interesting. Okay. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. The tilas yadayim l'chulin. The tilas yadayim for chulin is ara perek. I think that perek means the second bend of the finger. The second bend of the finger, which is this. Right? This knuckle. This is not a knuckle. This is a knuckle. The second bend of the finger. Right. I think that's what it means. Latruma ad aperek, to the knuckle. Kivish yadayim v'raglayim v'mikdash ad aperek. That was to the wrist. In the base of mikdash, that was to the wrist. V'chal davar shechotzeitz b'tvila chotzeitz b'guf. Anything that's a chatzitza for tevila baguf, chotzeis l'mtilas yadayim l'chulin, right? Ubekilas yadayim raglayim b'mikdash, right? It's for sure a chatzitza. If it's only a chatzitza for the guf, it's for sure a chatzitza when you wash the tevila yadayim, and it's also a chatzitza when you're in the base of mikdash. Why do we have to say it like that? If it's a chatzitza for the base of mikdash,
sure.
If it's a chatzitza for your washing, you're eating your lousy bread. Certainly. It's for sure a chatzitza for the base of mikdash. Why did the Gemara have to say it like that? Right. So he answers the who answers it, who gives this answer. The Teres Yaakov says, I would have thought ain't shavus ba mikdash. So in the base of mikdash, who cares about chatzitzas? Comes along, no, even in the base of mikdash. Amar Rav ad kan l'chulin ad kan l'truma. Yeah, different measurements for chulin, different measurements for truma. Ushmul Amar ad kan bein lechulin bein lechuma lechumra. We're always machmer, no matter what. Always machmer shita. Rosheshes Amar ad kan bein lechulin bein lechuma lekula. No, we're always makel. Amar of Hedya, Amar bar Hedya. I'm sorry. Have a kamina kibedir of Ami. I was once by Rav Ami. For Amar ad kan bein lechulin bein lechuma lechumra. He said it. Well, machmer whatever. In other words, you have to use the most water. The lo tema Rav Ami mishum de kohen hu. Not don't tell me that it was because he was a kohen that he said that. Rav Mesha bar Bered Rav Yeshua ben Levi who Levoi. He was a Levi. V'amar ad kan ben lechulin ben lechuma lechumra. Okay? Very good. So we have time. So we'll start the next line here. Amar Rav. Hanotel adam eshtei yad of shachris. You can wash your two hands shachris. What does shachris mean?
Morning.
I mean the morning or does it mean for breakfast? Umas na'alei and kolam kulo. And you have in mind the whole day, I'm not going to have to wash my hands again. Because when I washed my hands in the morning, I had in mind. You hear this? What? You have it in your mind. So, Tosfos asks, look at the bottom Tosfos. Tema, what kind of Gemara is that? Damrina Baravi Ptachim, we say in La'avi Ptachim, Hanotel Yadav, if you wash your hands, Lo Yekadesh, you can't even make Kiddush in the middle. Mishum the Kiddush mafsik bein the Tilsidayim l'suda, because Kiddush is a hefsik between the Tilsidayim and the Suda. Even Kiddush takes 2 minutes right there at the same table. V'amar parak el devarim, we say in brachos beis hil omrim mosgin kos. First you pour the cup, v'yachakach notlin, and then you wash your hands. Mishum takeif the Tilsidayim suda. So right away you shouldn't even have to put. Right away you can wash. The hashda hamoel tnai afilu kol yom, and I was saying you can wash your hands shachris and you can eat dinner. You don't have to wash your hands? What's going on here? So I have to be honest with you, I don't really understand his answers. He says, Amar Ben Otam, Dahani Mili kishemathna shachras. This is only true when you make a condition for shachras. That's what the Gemara said. I don't know what Tosfos is adding. What's he answering? What's he answering?
But it makes complete sense if you're thinking about washing your hands when you wake up in the morning. That's the only time you make a bracha, and that lasts you the whole day.
No, you make a bracha every time you eat.
No, I'm talking about...
So the Gemara said shachris. So it's all talking about shachris. What does that mean for shachris? What does that mean? Does it mean when you wake up in the morning, or does it mean for the breakfast? And why? What's the difference? Why would one let you last the whole day and one not let you last the whole day? What's the difference?
But why do we only say, on the tea last your dime for Nagel Wasser once in the morning and that lasts you the whole day? You wash several
Because why do you say that bracha in the morning? Why do you say that bracha?
I don't know, because you don't even
there's a three-way machlokas. Why do you say a bracha in the morning? Why do you wash it to wake up in the morning?
Three-way
machlokas, why? Either you're like a Kohen, right? Doing a voza? Or that the Zohar says that. No Rishon says that. The Tuba is a Zohar. Either because it's a Beri Chadasha, or because you're like a Kohen, the Zohar says because of Tuma. For that, we never make a bracha. For Tuma, what kind of, it's a mystical reason.
It's not.
Ruach Ra.
It's the same reason over here.
Because
if you're touching something, your tummy.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. You touched. That's one of the Rishonim says you touched something during the night. You have to wash your hands. Others say no, you're like a Kohen. The Zohar says it's ruach ruach thing when it's on your whole body. When you wake up in the morning, it leaves your body, but it doesn't leave your fingertips. And how do you get it off your fingertips? By washing tefillin tzedayim. What kind of answer is that? It's a Kabbalistic thing. Fine, good. We all do it.
With the Kohen problem? With the Kohen thing?
Yeah, you started with your new day to serve Hashem. You're like a Kohen, serving Hashem. Yeah, you wake up in the morning, you're serving Hashem, a brand new day. You wash your hands, just like a Kohen, wash your hands in the morning. It's exactly what the machlokas we showed him, the Rashba and the Rosh. And the other one says, because you touch body parts when you're sleeping. It's unclean parts, you have to wash your hands. Okay.
But that doesn't answer why you make a bracha.
So what's going on here is Hesach Hadas. I'm not going to have Hesach Hadas the whole day for my bracha, I'm not going to touch things. You scratch your head, you scratch your elbow, you don't even realize what you're doing. So Rav says, no. You can do that. You can wash it in the morning, and it lasts you the whole day. So that's Tosfos. It lasts you the whole day. It doesn't even last you 5 minutes. What do you mean the whole day? So the answer is, no. Hani mili kishemasna shachris. What does he mean by that? For Odi Shlomo, he gives another answer. The mo'el t'nai l'rav, af shlo b'shasa t'chak. That Rav would say, even if it's not an emergency, hainu im ein mayim b'samach lo, you don't have any water. Oh, inami yeshlo, you have water, for tzarech l'dvar mecherim. But I need the water for other things. I need it for something else. I have to bake matzah. I need water. I can't wash my hands with this water. I need the water. I need water. Then what? Then it's going to apply. But if you have water, Rav never said it. Okay. How does that answer the question? If you're not allowed to wash your hands, if you can't make a bracha for 5 minutes later for kiddush, it's a hefsek. So I need it. So what? What kind of answer is that? I don't have any other water. So what can I tell you? You don't have any water. It's halach. It's in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do? You don't have water. You have to wash. You want to eat. What do you do? Okay, so go look at learning.
But that's what Yankees do.
What? I know. But the point is the Gemara. I know. I understand. But the Gemara said that's a problem of Hesek. So they say no, it's not a problem. It's right there. It's the same Suda. But Tosfos, what do you mean? That's a problem. That's a problem. This is not a problem. How could that be? Even if you hold it's a problem. So that's a problem. This is not a problem. So 8 hours later, it's funny. It's a funny, interesting Gemara. Yeah. All right. So we'll stop here.
We're stopping
at the bottom line. No, Amalahu Rav Avina Livnei. Oh, you know what? Let's do a little more. Well, no limit. Amalahu Rav Avina Livnei Pakta the Arvath. Rav Avina told these people, Pakta the Arvath, they lived in a valley, go on Atun. You guys, the little Shrichi Luchumaya. You, very hard to get water. Very hard for you to get water. Make a bruch in the morning and don't, right? Mashku Yadaiku Bitafra. Wash your hands in the morning. Va'asnu Alaihu Lukula Yoma. And have in mind, this is going to last you the whole day. Don't have Hesach Hadas. Don't scratch your elbows. And be careful. You don't touch things you shouldn't touch. Ikud the Amri. Others say, no. B'shas Adchak. In. You don't have any water. B'shas Adchak. You don't have any water. There's no water around. You have a little water in the morning. That's good enough. Shal B'shas Adchak. Low. Not B'shas Adchak. We never say such a thing. Upligi the Rav. And Rav argues on that. Because Rav said, it's okay. Even Shal B'shas Adchak. Ikud the Amri. I feel Shal B'shas Adchak Nami. Even Shloba Shasat Chak and Hainu de Rav. That's exactly what Rav said. That only even Shloba Shasat Chak. Okay? So we'll stop here. We're up to Amar of Papa. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Okay.
Talk on Ahmed Al-Hassan.
What?